Hello, everybody. I'm Taylor.
And I'm Summer, and welcome back to the Gear or No Gear podcast.
Today, we will be talking about the UF helmet culture.
Or lack of it.
And we'll be interviewing special guest Jesse Modrak from New Scooters for Less to discuss the topic.
Thanks for being here with us, Jess. Do you mind sharing with us kind of what you do at Scooters for Less?
Yeah, so I actually just started working there this past August, and originally I was on their sales team, but I recently just transitioned to a new role where I'm now the Director of Culture and Community Outreach, but I kind of rebranded it, so I call myself the Queen of Culture. And within this role, I actually have a lot more time to be able to focus on helmet safety and the culture surrounding helmet safety.
What kind of got you interested in the culture of helmet safety? Like, why is it personal to you?
Well, after the accident, I spent a full week in the hospital.
I was in a coma for roughly 3 weeks. I had severe brain swelling and bleeding.
Walked into the trauma unit. They let me in to go, so they said I could see him. And it was exactly midnight.
I broke 2 bones in my leg, 3 ribs, and 2 bones in my nose.
They had to do a craniectomy and remove my skull.
So one day when I was driving home, I was literally like 1 block away from my house, and I kind of just hit a corner too fast. It had been raining, the road was super slick, and I wiped out completely on my scooter. The scooter slid out from like underneath me into the next lane, almost got hit by an oncoming car. And if it wasn't for my parents' persistence in wearing my helmet, I probably would have had some very serious like brain damage, or like probably couldn't have been here to talk to you today.
I would definitely not be here if I hadn't been wearing a helmet. My head went full force into the hood of the truck that pulled out in front of me.
The only thing that anybody driving a scooter or a motorcycle can do is wear protective gear, because that's really something that could save your life.
So you kind of mentioned a little bit about the kind of culture on campus and the lack of helmet use. Why do you think that is? Is it just lack of awareness, or do you think there's other underlying reasons why people may choose not to wear a helmet in Gainesville?
So I think the problem is actually very multi-layered. And I think that it starts with the fact that there is really no consequences, like immediate consequences, for not wearing one. So if you are driving around, let's say you wear one for like the first week of you owning the scooter, and then you start to get incredibly comfortable with it, you get incredibly comfortable with the environment of Gainesville and the roads that you are regularly taking, you don't really see any immediate risk, because you like haven't been in an accident before. And then there's no consequence if you're not wearing one, even if you don't get in an accident, because it's not enforced on campus. So the way that the law is kind of structured is very vague, because scooters fall in this weird position between bicycles and motorcycles. And according to like motorcycle law in the state of Florida, you are legally required to wear a helmet if you are under the age of 21. That is non-negotiable. But once you are over 21, you are allowed to not wear a helmet as long as you have about $10,000 worth of personal liability insurance. And so in doing so, there is like kind of a consequence there where, okay, yes, you don't have to wear it, but if you do so, you have to be personally protected in case you are to get into an accident. And that's a risk that you take on personally, whereas scooters kind of just fall in this super weird zone where they don't have the same motor capacity as a motorcycle, and legally they're not treated the same way. So if the law isn't going to change, how can we continue to educate students? are just automatically at a higher risk, regardless of whether or not you are a good driver or a bad driver or not. Of course, you should always practice defensive driving. So you should never put yourself in a risky situation and like go out in the middle of traffic in order to turn if you know that your scooter can't accelerate to a degree that like traffic is moving. So it's really about just like being smart and being as defensive as you possibly can. But really, like, anyone is at risk of being in an accident on the road, and being in a smaller vehicle amongst cars on main roads like University Avenue, 13th Street, and like Archer Road, for example.
Driving on University Avenue, you can't help but see tens of students just riding around with no gear at all. And it's upsetting just to understand the repercussions of it.
Driving around campus actually feels like you're driving on a landmine. You don't have enough eyes in the front of your head, the back of your head, the sides of your head to see all the movement and all the scooters all around you and motorcycles. He said, "Mom, nothing's gonna happen."
The time of the accident, I was just wearing my scrubs and I did not have any protective gear on. I was making a right turn on Museum Road and the driver, she was making a left turn on a yellow blinking traffic light and I just hit the windshield. I thought campus was a safe haven and a safe place, and I've been riding my scooter to work for years now and I never thought I'd be hit.
I actually don't remember anything from the accident, and I had ridden two blocks crossing the intersection of 13th Street and 39th Avenue, and the truck pulled out in front of me.
Where the truck was, where his bike was, it's like a million factors that came together in all the wrong way that caused this to happen.
Boots. He was a safe driver. He wore all the gear, but was a bike, so they're just not safe. You just don't have metal around you.
The other like important thing to know is like that legally you don't have to have insurance for like 50cc scooters, which is what you predominantly see on campus. So if people were to get into accidents, like odds are they're not going to be like insured for like the damage that's taken onto their vehicle, damage that's taken onto the like the vehicle maybe possibly that they hit, and also like not having insurance really will like affect you in case you get injured as well. And like stats show that only 17% of all drivers actually wear helmets when they're on the road, which is like a very, very low percentage. I would even go to say, because since this is like a statewide study, that we have even less percentage of that here in Gainesville, which is really like unfortunate. But a lot of these vehicles are capable of going like 30 to 35 miles per hour. And if you hit the ground at that speed, even though it's not like a motorcycle, you are still at very serious risk for injury. Like according to like national studies, estimates say that helmets have saved like over 1,870 lives in the year 2017, and 750 more lives in all states that could have been saved if those states like had mandatory helmet laws. Motorcycle helmets are currently also preventing $17 billion in societal harm annually, but another $8 billion in harm could be prevented if all motorcyclists would wear helmets. So if you really think about it, like all rider helmet laws increase helmet usage, they decrease deaths and injuries, and they save taxpayer dollars because less people end up in the hospital. So economically and socially, like this is a very important issue that we need to be considering, and I think a lot of people just don't view it that way.
What do you think would be better, to incentivize helmet use or to add rubber cushions? What do you think would be stronger among students, like wearing helmets, to have a rubber cushion if they did not wear a helmet,
mm-hmm.
or to incentivize students to wear helmets?
Yeah.
What do you think would affect the culture more?
I feel like, unfortunately, like punishment is going to be like the only way in order to like effectively encourage. If you look at helmet laws across the country, states that have mandatory helmet laws have like 100% usage of helmets in that state, whereas states that like have very loose laws that like don't require people to wear helmets, it's like less than 50% of people are wearing helmets in those cases. And the only real way I think to really get people to consistently wear helmets is if you fine them for not wearing them. And we are like trying to make steps where we can reform the current laws and really try to better identify mopeds and scooters within the law.
So mm-hmm. what percentage do you think of people who are coming in to purchase a scooter are actually like, you know, wondering or inquiring about helmet use? Do they purchase helmets with their scooters? Or?
Yeah. So especially working in this on the sales team for August, which is our busiest season, I realized that a lot of the interest in safety is really centered around the parents. And when parents come in to buy a scooter for their kid, they're like, hey, my son or daughter has never ridden a scooter before. Like, how are they going to learn to do that? Like, how can they be safe doing that? Like, of course I'm going to get them a helmet. But then it's up to the student to be able to practice safe driving on the road and also wear a helmet on the road. And a lot of times, unfortunately, when the parent leaves, like after purchasing their son or daughter a scooter, a lot of that kind of just gets thrown out the window. Why our general culture is this way? Like, why do a lot of parents like raise their kids to wear a seatbelt, but a lot of them don't raise them to wear a helmet? Yeah, it's really like a general attitude, because like students will come in and like have never ridden a scooter before, but they already have the intention of never wearing a helmet as well.
What about people who are like, after they do get into maybe even a minor accident, do you happen to know anything in regards to if then people start wearing helmets, or kind of do they still feel like they're invincible?
Yeah, so it's really depressing to admit that even when people get into accidents where they get concussed, that they still continue to drive without wearing a helmet. I'm not gonna generalize that and say that that's absolutely everyone. A lot of people do get, as I would say, scared straight to the point where like they now consistently wear helmets because they understand the risk of not wearing one. But unfortunately, there are a lot of handful of people who've been into like minor, like accidents that they weren't really like, it was kind of a close call. And a lot of times they just think like, oh, I was really lucky. This is probably not gonna happen again.
That a lot of college students think that they're invincible. And they think with the 20-mile-an-hour speed limits and with just the slow driving that they're a lot safer than they really are. But the reality is actually most scooter accidents happen from other cars, from intersections. And a lot of times it's not the scooter driver's fault, instead it's another driver's fault. So there's just this false sense of security and invincibility that is not actually there. And so this false sense causes a lot of problems.
At the end of the day, like, these are our friends who are on the road. These might be our siblings who are on the road. And we don't want to have anything happen to our friends. If anything were to happen to, like, one of my friends who's a scooter owner, like, they got into an accident and they weren't wearing a helmet, I know that it would, like, eat me up inside. Even though I do everything that I possibly can in order to encourage them to wear helmets, I love and care for everyone who's on this campus, and I would never want anything like bad to happen to someone because they were just on their way to class.
some people think, you know, that accidents can't happen to them, but they're more likely to happen than we understand or know.
I would still ride again, but I would ride knowing that I risk my life every time I get on the bike. I think everyone should know that.
Do you feel safe riding a scooter on campus?
Yeah, I feel pretty safe riding a scooter on campus.
I think everyone's pretty much aware that scooters are around, and I think people are more observant of scooters over bikes or something.
And why did you decide not to wear any protective gear?
I think that I'm pretty aware, and like I've had a scooter for a pretty long time, and I haven't gotten in any sort of incident or accident, so.
You never know what's gonna happen. You can't just watch out for yourself. You gotta watch out for other drivers as well. So wearing a helmet is always a good safety thing.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Jess, for being here. You've like taught us so much about helmet use and the safety associated with helmet use around campus.
Do you have any closing remarks or anything you wanted to add?
Yeah. Well, at first, I want to thank you guys for allowing me to be here and to talk about this topic. It's important to open up these kind of conversations, and I'm really glad that you guys are also interested in this topic as well. And for all of the people out there who are listening who do consistently wear their helmets on scooters, please continue to encourage your friends and family to practice safe driving and wear helmets on the road. Really, the only people who are going to make the difference are going to be the people who understand the importance of this issue. So continue to wear your helmet if you already do so, and please continue to be an advocate for this issue as well.
Hello, everybody. I'm Taylor.
And I'm Summer, and welcome back to the Gear or No Gear podcast.
Today, we will be talking about the UF helmet culture.
Or lack of it.
And we'll be interviewing special guest Jesse Modrak from New Scooters for Less to discuss the topic.
Thanks for being here with us, Jess. Do you mind sharing with us kind of what you do at Scooters for Less?
Yeah, so I actually just started working there this past August, and originally I was on their sales team, but I recently just transitioned to a new role where I'm now the Director of Culture and Community Outreach, but I kind of rebranded it, so I call myself the Queen of Culture. And within this role, I actually have a lot more time to be able to focus on helmet safety and the culture surrounding helmet safety.
What kind of got you interested in the culture of helmet safety? Like, why is it personal to you?
Well, after the accident, I spent a full week in the hospital.
I was in a coma for roughly 3 weeks. I had severe brain swelling and bleeding.
Walked into the trauma unit. They let me in because they said I could see him. And it was exactly midnight.
I broke 2 bones in my leg, 3 ribs, and 2 bones in my nose.
They had to do a craniectomy and remove my skull.
So one day when I was driving home, I was literally like 1 block away from my house, and I kind of just hit a corner too fast. It had been raining, the road was super slick, and I wiped out completely on my scooter. The scooter slid out from like underneath me into the next lane, almost got hit by an oncoming car. And if it wasn't for my parents' persistence in wearing my helmet, I probably would have had some very serious like brain damage, or like probably couldn't have been here to talk to you today.
I would definitely not be here if I hadn't been wearing a helmet. My head went full force into the hood of the truck that pulled out in front of me.
The only thing that anybody driving a scooter or motorcycle can do is wear protective gear, because that's really something that could save your life.
So you kind of mentioned a little bit about the kind of culture on campus and the lack of helmet use. Why do you think that is? Is it just lack of awareness, or do you think there's other underlying reasons why people may choose not to wear a helmet in Gainesville?
So I think the problem is actually very multi-layered. And I think that it starts with the fact that there is really no consequences, like immediate consequences, for not wearing one. So if you are driving around, let's say you wear one for like the first week of you owning the scooter, and then you start to get incredibly comfortable with it, you get incredibly comfortable with the environment of Gainesville and the roads that you are regularly taking, you don't really see any immediate risk because you like haven't been in an accident before. And then there's no consequence if you're not wearing one, even if you don't get in an accident, because it's not enforced on campus. So the way that the law is kind of structured is very vague, because scooters fall in this weird position between bicycles and motorcycles. And according to like motorcycle law in the state of Florida, you are legally required to wear a helmet if you are under the age of 21. That is non-negotiable. But once you are over 21, you are allowed to not wear a helmet as long as you have about $10,000 worth of personal liability insurance. And so in doing so, there is like kind of a consequence there where, okay, yes, you don't have to wear it, but if you do so, you have to be personally protected in case you are to get into an accident. And that's a risk that you take on personally. Whereas scooters kind of just fall in this super weird zone where they don't have the same motor capacity as a motorcycle, and legally they're not treated the same way. So if the law isn't going to change, how can we continue to educate students? You are just automatically at a higher risk, regardless of whether or not you are a good driver or a bad driver or not. Of course, you should always practice defensive driving. So you should never put yourself in a risky situation and like go out in the middle of traffic in order to turn if you know that your scooter can't accelerate to a degree that like traffic is moving. So it's really about just like being smart and being as defensive as you possibly can. But really, like, anyone is at risk of being in an accident on the road, and being in a smaller vehicle amongst cars on main roads like University Avenue, 13th Street, and like Archer Road, for example.
Driving on University Avenue, you can't help but see tens of students just riding around with no gear at all, and it's upsetting just to understand the repercussions of it.
Driving around campus actually feels like you're driving on a landmine. You don't have enough eyes in the front of your head, the back of your head, the sides of your head to see all the movement and all the scooters all around you and motorcycles. He said, "Mom, nothing's gonna happen."
The time of the accident, I was just wearing my scrubs and I did not have any protective gear on. I was making a right turn on Museum Road, and the driver, she was making a left turn on a yellow blinking traffic light, and I just hit the windshield. I thought campus was a safe haven and a safe place, and I've been riding my scooter to work for years now, and I never thought I'd be hit.
I actually don't remember anything from the accident, and I had ridden two blocks crossing the intersection of 13th Street and 39th Avenue, and the truck pulled out in front of me.
Where the truck was, where his bike was, it's like a million factors that came together in all the wrong way that caused this to happen.
Boots. He was a safe driver. He wore all the gear, but was a bike, so they're just not safe. You just don't have metal around you.
The other like important thing to know is like that legally, you don't have to have insurance for like 50cc scooters, which is what you predominantly see on campus. So if people were to get into accidents, like odds are they're not going to be like insured for like the damage that's taken onto their vehicle, damage that's taken onto the like the vehicle maybe possibly that they hit. And also like not having insurance really will like affect you in case you get injured as well. And like stats show that only 17% of all drivers actually wear helmets when they're on the road, which is like a very, very low percentage. I would even go to say, because since this is like a statewide study, that we have even less percentage of that here in Gainesville, which is really like unfortunate. But a lot of these vehicles are capable of going like 30 to 35 miles per hour. And if you hit the ground at that speed, even though it's not like a motorcycle, you are still at very serious risk for injury. Like, according to, like, national studies, estimates say that helmets have saved, like, over 1,870 lives in the year 2017, and 750 more lives in all states that could have been saved if those states, like, had mandatory helmet laws. Motorcycle helmets are currently also preventing $17 billion in societal harm annually, but another $8 billion in harm could be prevented if all motorcyclists would wear helmets. So if you really think about it, like all rider helmet laws increase helmet usage, they decrease deaths and injuries, and they save taxpayer dollars because less people end up in the hospital. So economically and socially, like, this is a very important issue that we need to be considering, and I think a lot of people just don't view it that way.
What do you think would be better, to incentivize helmet use or to add repercussions? What do you think would be stronger among students, like wearing helmets, to have a repercussion if they did not wear a helmet, or to incentivize students to wear helmets?
Yeah.
What do you think would affect the culture more?
I feel like, unfortunately, like punishment is going to be like the only way in order to like effectively encourage. If you look at helmet laws across the country, states that have mandatory helmet laws have like 100% usage of helmets in that state, whereas states that like have very loose laws that like don't require people to wear helmets, it's like less than 50% of people are wearing helmets in those cases. And the only real way I think to really get people to consistently wear helmets is if you fine them for not wearing them. And we are like trying to make steps where we can reform the current laws and really try to better identify mopeds and scooters within the law.
So what percentage do you think of people who are coming in to purchase a scooter are actually like, you know, wondering or inquiring about helmet use? Do they purchase helmets with their scooters? Or?
Yeah. So especially working in this on the sales team for August, which is our busiest season, I realized that a lot of the interest in safety is really centered around the parents. And when parents come in to buy a scooter for their kid, they're like, hey, my son or daughter has never ridden a scooter before. Like, how are they going to learn to do that? Like, how can they be safe doing that? Like, of course I'm going to get them a helmet. But then it's up to the student to be able to practice safe driving on the road and also wear a helmet on the road. And a lot of times, unfortunately, when the parent leaves, like after purchasing their son or daughter a scooter, a lot of that kind of just gets thrown out the window. Why our general culture is this way? Like, why do a lot of parents like raise their kids to wear a seatbelt, but a lot of them don't raise them to wear a helmet? Yeah, it's really like a general attitude, because like students will come in and like have never ridden a scooter before, but they already have the intention of never wearing a helmet as well.
What about people who are like, after they do get into maybe even a minor accident, do you guys do you happen to know anything in regards to if then people start wearing helmets, or kind of do they still feel like they're invincible?
Yeah, so it's really depressing to admit that even when people get into accidents where they get concussed, that they still continue to drive without wearing a helmet. I'm not going to generalize that and say that that's absolutely everyone. A lot of people do get, as I would say, scared straight to the point where like they now consistently wear helmets because they understand the risk of not wearing one. But unfortunately, there are a lot of handful of people who've been into like minor like accidents that they weren't really like, they kind of, it was kind of a close call, and a lot of times they just think like, oh, I was really lucky, this is probably not gonna happen again.
That a lot of college students think that they're invincible, and they think with the 20 mile an hour speed limits and with just the slow driving that they're a lot safer than they really are. But the reality is actually most scooter accidents happen from other cars, from intersections. And a lot of times it's not the scooter driver's fault, instead it's another driver's fault. So there's just this false sense of security and invincibility that is not actually there. And so this false sense causes a lot of problems.
At the end of the day, like, these are our friends who are on the road. These might be our siblings who are on the road. And we don't want to have anything happen to our friends. If anything were to happen to, like, one of my friends who's a scooter owner, like, they got into an accident and they weren't wearing a helmet, I know that it would, like, eat me up inside, even though I do everything that I possibly can in order to encourage them to wear helmets. I love and care for everyone who's on this campus, and I would never want anything like bad to happen to someone because they were just on their way to class.
Some people think, you know, that accidents can't happen to them, but they're more likely to happen than we understand or know.
I would still ride again, but I would ride knowing that I risk my life every time I get on the bike. I think everyone should know that.
Do you feel safe riding a scooter on campus?
Yeah, I feel pretty safe riding a scooter on campus.
I think everyone's pretty much aware that scooters are around, and I think people are more observant of scooters over bikes or something.
And why did you decide not to wear any protective gear?
I think that I'm pretty aware, and like I've had a scooter for a pretty long time, and I haven't gotten in any sort of incident or accident, so.
You never know what's gonna happen. You can't just watch out for yourself. You gotta watch out for other drivers as well. So wearing a helmet is always a good safety thing.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Jess, for being here. You've like taught us so much about helmet use and the safety associated with helmet use around campus.
Do you have any closing remarks or anything you wanted to add?
Yeah. Well, at first, I want to thank you guys for allowing me to be here and to talk about this topic. It's important to open up these kind of conversations, and I'm really glad that you guys are also interested in this topic as well. And for all of the people out there who are listening who do consistently wear their helmets on scooters, please continue to encourage your friends and family to practice safe driving and wear helmets on the road. Really, the only people who are going to make the difference are going to be the people who understand the importance of this issue. So continue to wear your helmet if you already do so, and please continue to be an advocate for this issue as well. So one day when I was driving home, I was literally like one block away from my house, and I kind of just hit a corner too fast. It had been raining. The road was super slick, and I wiped out completely on my scooter. The scooter slid out from like underneath me into the next lane, almost got hit by an oncoming car. And if it wasn't for my parents' persistence in wearing my helmet, I probably would have had some very serious like brain damage or like probably couldn't have been here to talk to you today.
I would definitely not be here if I hadn't been wearing a helmet. My head went full force into the hood of the truck that pulled out in front of me.
The only thing that anybody driving a scooter or a motorcycle can do is wear protective gear, because that's really something that could save your life.